goodbye to dark circles with Instant Age Rewind Eraser Concealer from Maybelline, New York. That's the sound of the concealer that does it all. Click to conceal, correct, and contour. Available in 18 shades with up to 12-hour moisturizing wear. No mess, no fuss with the built-in sponge tip. One swipe application for crease-resistant coverage with over 100,000 five-star ratings. It's as easy as click and done. Learn more at Maybelline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Eggo, making mornings more Lego with Eggo.
Today's show is sponsored by Taking the Leap, the Quantum Leap recap podcast hosted by Jason Dudio Gore. Tired of the usual run-of-the-mill recap podcasts hosted by people that should know better? Then take the leap and check out Taking the Leap with Jason Gore. Coming soon. And let's start the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. Each episode of this show recaps an episode of Friends, and we've been doing it, and we're going to keep doing it, and let's go meet my friends, the Friends. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. Welcome here, everyone. I also want to welcome engineer Pat. How are you?
How you doing?
Oh, hold. Sorry.
Ready?
That was me. That was not the...
Okay.
I know we've had mic issues before.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah. That mic's definitely working really great.
Yeah. That's good. And that's... Jason, former producer of the show, who is now fixing the studio after a mishap.
Or you could just say the celebrated host of Don Strong's Taking the Leap with Jason Gore.
Mm-hmm.
You could say either one, but I think the second one would probably ring more true, right?
Okay, sure.
I'm just glad you didn't bring up the Martinelli bottle.
Oh, it's night is young, Pat.
Uh-huh. This episode, this is season 2, episode 22. We're getting toward the tail end of season 2 of Friends, and this one is called The One with Two Parties. And this one was written by Alexa Young and directed by Michael Lembeck, and it aired on May 2nd, 1996. Now, this episode, Rachel has a birthday, and she has a surprise birthday party, but it's split into two separate birthday parties so that her divorcing parents don't run into each other. So it's taking place, one of the parties is taking place at Rachel and Monica's apartment, and the other party, which turns into the more fun party, is over at Joey and Chandler's apartment across the hall. And Monica makes a flan instead of a cake, which is a point of contention. The one party is more fun than the other, and Phoebe assumes the role of smuggling guests across the hall around Monica's knowing glances. She is maneuvering guests through the door. And Chandler and Joe are having a good time, and they pull it off. And Rachel's parents do not see each other. They do not run into each other for the thing. And this... episode. This is a funny episode. It's a very
great frame
for an episode.
Yeah, very odd couple.
It's very odd couple, very Three's Company in a way of just picking a location and a plot line, and all six friends are involved in that one storyline.
It's a battle, it's a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are not it's not like Ross and Chandler are over here doing this, and meanwhile Monica and Phoebe are doing that. They're all together.
Okay.
And
really? Okay, cool. I'll do it. I'll totally do it. Cool. Thanks, Don. I mean, always. You're the wind beneath my wings, man. Okay. Cheers. Bye. Guess who's introducing Springsteen for a week on Springsteen on Broadway?
Don Strong?
No, me.
Oh, wow.
And he's heard a lot about the first episode of Taking... See, excuse me. Don Strong's Taking the Leap with Jason Gore. Yeah. And he just wants me to bring him out on stage for
a week. That's cool. Bruce Springsteen, it seems like he really would be such a podcast recap fan.
It's not even the podcast. His favorite show is Quantum Leap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who knew Bruce Springsteen's favorite TV show is Quantum Leap?
Yeah, Scott Bakula did some clapping on the... Lucky Town album.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's...
Everybody knows
bully,
that.
Bully for you. Bully
it's
for
good.
You. You'll be...
It's like things just keep getting better.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes sometimes.
I mean...
What?
No, I...
Just ignore
it. Yeah, what's wrong,
Pat? I'm going to ignore it. I wanted to debunk some of that logic, and I'm actually a pretty big Bruce fan, so a lot of that tracks...
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, it's let Jason fix the board and you are you fixing it?
Yeah, I ordered new knobs, so mm-hmm. I got to wait for those to come in.
Do you have to wait here?
Yeah, they're delivering them here.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm going to send them to my house.
Yeah, no.
Right. Why would I do that? I don't want any of that. I don't want anything labeled meet the friends.
It just seems like we could soak the existing knobs in some water and soap.
The existing knobs were completely worn down as if acid ate through them. Because that's basically what Sparkling Martinelli's is. You want to be truthful.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
So in this episode...
Yeah, it's a struggle. It's a battle.
It's a fun... Yeah. I guess I have to, it's promotion time now.
Oh, yeah, that's which one we're doing.
Oh, yeah, I guess we're doing this one because I have to do it.
That's how barter works.
Yeah.
And this time
I guess I better start it over.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be.
We don't
want to
make good, do we?
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
What? Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Black Forest gummy bears are good, real good. That's because they're made with real fruit juice. Each bear is perfectly soft and fruity, with colors and flavors from real sources. So every bite is mouth-wateringly delicious and an irresistible treat you can feel real good about eating. Black Forest. Real juicy, real good. Visit blackforestusa.com to try now.
No, I don't want to make good and have to play it another time. We've already heard it so many times.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jason Gore. I'm back. And this time, I'm bringing my all-new recap podcast with me. I know I said terrible things about recap podcasts in the past. I said they were dumb. The bottom of a shitty barrel.
Yeah,
and
true.
Respected comedy career destroyers. But maybe that's just because I wasn't doing one. I wasn't in control. I'm very much in control now. The dawn of the True Recap podcast is upon us. It's time for me to take a quantum leap ahead of all other recap podcasts. Look, we're not going to annoy you with any of the truly bad stuff.
And then Chandler said this to Monica. What's Rachel doing? Joey's in the basement.
Trust me, I've been there.
Favorite
part. Nobody wants or needs that.
Yeah.
So meet me in this adventure, my friends, and we'll say, oh boy, and take a leap into better recap podcasting together. Taking the Leap with Jason Gore, coming soon.
Yeah, there you go, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I never noticed he said, meet me, friends. Did you hear that?
No, I glaze over for a lot of it. I am fascinated that he just says, and you'll say, oh boy.
Yeah, because that's the catchphrase of Quantum Leap.
Never saw an episode of it. Couldn't tell you what the catchphrase is.
That's basically it's, you know, how you doing is, oh boy, for for Leap. Okay. And it's better because it's classier and involves history.
Yeah. So this episode, again, Rachel's mother is played by Marlo Thomas, who's great. And she's very bubbly and fun in it. And her father is played by, I think, Ron Liebman is the actor playing Rachel's father. And we'll find more out about that when we go to the different segments.
Ron Liebman, yeah. Dr. Leonard Green.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's a fun one. It's just, I got to just say, I'm very... It's just like when the stuff hangs over your head,
right?
The show just becomes less fun. It does. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
On that, there's just elements that are making this show less fun now.
Wait, can I bring up a fun thing?
What's that?
You know, we've never really talked about how fun the opening theme of Friends is. You know, when they're all in the fountain. Can we just take a minute and just talk about that fun theme? Where they're some people are mm-hmm. immersed, some people are dancing away. There's umbrellas. To me, that's it's a classic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
very fun.
Bruce Springsteen.
Let me just say, shut up. It's just go do this in the other room.
Come on.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm shutting.
I'm just practicing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, practice in your head, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce Springsteen. Hi, I'm Jason Gore, host of a Quantum Leap podcast.
Don Strong's taking the leap with Jason Gore.
If I can just finish.
Please. Let's talk about this opening theme.
What I was going to say
is... The opening credits to the match, the correspond with the theme.
It's a beautiful, you know, just... It's like an invitation.
And
it's
now, Bruce Springsteen.
And some of my favorite parts are when they're getting playful with each other. And, you know, I had one thing I wanted to say is that, you know, when David Schwimmer pops his head up from under the water...
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to say, wow, looks like David Schwimmer is a swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, Bruce Springsteen, everybody. Yeah, that might be the one.
That's what I was going to say. That was the whole thing.
That's fun. And did you know that the colors of the dots between the word, the letters F-R-I-E-N-D on the logo correspond to the colors of the umbrellas?
Walter Kerr Theater.
I had no idea.
Bruce Springsteen!
I had no idea.
I'm literally ending the show right now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ending the show. We're doing none of this.